Sundays in a row, guys. It's pressure. You know, the Lord is putting that on me lately. Emery, get ready, get set. Do you remember the day when God had me prophesy over myself? Were you here that day? That was not cute. You know, Holy Spirit does those things. You know, I want you to prophesy over yourself. God is good, is he not? God is good. We're going to keep this a short and sweet exhortation for you. I want to bless you. I want to encourage you throughout this season that has shifted, that is changing. I want everyone to always be looking up. We are hopeful people. We are not hopeless. We are faithful people. We are not faithless. All right, so let's just jump in. Father God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you, Lord, for Pastor Patty and Pastor Alex and for their willingness to serve in so many capacity in this city, in this region. We ask you to bless them this day. We ask you to bless the leadership in this house, God. Those you are raising up, those emerging leaders, those who are coming along, those who are putting their hands to the plow. We thank you, Lord, for such a time as this. You're raising up men and women of all generations, of all cultures, and you're raising them up, Father God, to take their place and to position them, Father, in that realm where you want them to go. I thank you for your blessing over your people this morning, and I just bless your name, Father God. You are so good to us. We can no longer say, you know, I am weak, I am poor, for the Lord has so much to us. He has given us so much. We are strong. We are strong. We are rich. We are. We live in abundance, in overflowing. It doesn't matter what the enemy says. We don't walk by his words. We walk by the words that proceeds out of the mouth of the living God. We thank you, Father, for your goodness over your people. I just want to talk to you quickly about positioning, but the Lord gave me a word for Cecilia. And the Lord would say to you, daughter, that this is the hour where you are pregnant. You are pregnant. You are at least 8 months pregnant. But the Lord says, I have a new thing and a new beginning for you. And that pregnancy, says the Lord, I've been protecting it. I have been hovering over this pregnancy that you are in this season. I'm hovering over it with my spirit. And the Lord says, even as this child comes forth in the next number of months, you're going to see a new beginning in your life. It's a new day and a new way, says the Lord. Walk ye in it, for I am giving you something new, something just for you, says the Lord, something honorable, something fresh, something refreshing. And the Lord says, daughter, just hold on, for that which you have been waiting for a long period of time, the Lord says, I've been brooding over that situation. And the Lord says, in due season, you shall see the breakthrough, says the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I have a word for Alex. Is it Alex? The Lord would say to you, son, I saw you this morning and you were saluting as a soldier. And the Lord says, it's time, says the Lord, where I'm taking you up even into another level. The Lord says, I'm shaking off the past. I'm shaking off those areas of your life that made you think that you can't do it, you can't go forward. And the Lord says, I'm breaking off even that assignment that has caused you to be stuck in one place and think this is it, this is all that there is. But the Lord says that no more will you see yourself as just in one position. The Lord says, I'm taking you to a higher place in me. And the Lord says, I'm putting on a new garment upon you. You shall walk with me, says the Lord, and you shall declare, thus saith the Lord, even into this generation, says the Lord, says the Lord, says the Lord. Hallelujah. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 13, the Lord is speaking to us. The Lord will make you the head. And that's what he's saying to us this morning. I am making you the head and not the tail. Deuteronomy 28, 13 to 14. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And if you put attention to the commands of the Lord, your God, that I give you this day, and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. Do not turn aside from any of the commands I give you today, to the right or to the left, following other gods and serving them. So the Lord is giving us a declaration. He's saying, this is what's going to happen. I'm positioning you to be the head. This is your position in Christ. We are the head. We are not the tail. We're above. We're not beneath. The scepter of the Lord is extended towards his people daily, nightly, daily, nightly. No matter what my situation, no matter what the enemy's trying to do. I am the head. Say it with me. I am the head. I am not the tail. And I want you to know that is your position in Christ. It's a triumphant position. It's a victorious position. So this morning, you know, I want to encourage you that the Lord is putting you in a position in Him. He's positioning us to prosper. He's positioning us for the breakthrough. Remember, Pastor Patty and Pastor Alex taught on the breakthrough. Don't let the enemy wipe that away from your mind. Don't let the enemy cause you to forget that you're on the cusp of a breakthrough. We're being positioned for the breakthrough. We're being positioned for the move of the Spirit that we have not yet seen. We're being positioned for blessings. And it doesn't matter what the enemy's saying to us. We don't listen to him. For the Lord gives us a word this morning. The word of the Lord stands above all our circumstances, above all thrones, above all positions. When the Lord speaks, they cannot move. They cannot take it down. They cannot change what the Lord says. I will make you the head and not the tail, says the Lord. We're in position to prosper. And many of us are waiting for success, promotion, our breakthrough, and favor. But sometimes we need to realize that before God releases that success, He first positions His people. He puts us in a place where we can receive from Him. He puts us in a place where the blessings of the Lord will flow upon our lives. Divine success is not merely about achievement. It's about being in the place where God's purpose can be fulfilled through our lives. And if you're called here, you're in a place where the Lord's purpose will be fulfilled in your life. If you're walking in this realm, if you're walking in this city, in this region, you're walking with the pastors and the leaders in this house, you are in a position to fulfill the destiny call upon your life. It is no coincidence that you're here. We're being positioned as the head and not the tail. We're being positioned to walk with God like Abraham did. We're in position to receive from God. Quickly, He comes. I want to encourage you, and I keep looking at the clock. Praise the Lord, there's time. I want to bless you this morning, for the Lord always blesses me. And I want to see God's people blessed. I want to hear about the testimonies. I want to hear about the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Because the Lord is moving. He's working. He is purposely blessing His people. He's purposely coming alongside of us. He's purposely positioning us for our breakthrough, for our success, for our walk with Him. Thank you, Lord. Our success does not depend upon our human ability. It does not depend upon our empowerment, our education. It does not depend on how many degrees we have. Our success always is directed by the Holy Spirit. And when we say, Holy Spirit, come, He comes. Did you feel His presence in this place? Do you feel His presence in this place? He wants to be close to His people. He doesn't hide from us. He doesn't run from us. He wants to be close to His people. This morning, I felt His presence so thick in this place. He wants us to arise and fulfill our destiny. And I want you to hope again. It doesn't matter if you came from another land or out of a broken relationship or out of a job that you thought you would have for 30 years. The Lord says that those things are not hopeless things. Those things allowed you to come into a position where you can be blessed. Even my worst day. Did I tell you the story of my worst day? My worst day was a night. It was night. And the storm was blowing outside. And I didn't know how I was going to make it through another day. The enemy comes at us with all kinds of diversities and all kinds of things to push us out of the way. But I didn't know that my worst day was the day the Lord was positioning me. I thought, man, He has forgotten me. The storm was blowing outside. It was cold and dark. And I remember looking through the kitchen window and saw my garbage thrown across the whole backyard. And I'm not in a mood to go pick up garbage perfectly, not at night, not in the day. No, no, sir. And I saw all of this and it just reminded me, this is where I am. I'm in a place of darkness. I'm in a place where my whole life is just thrown all over the place. The enemy is trying to stir me up, trying to stop me, try to change me, try to move me. And that garbage thrown all over my yard was exactly how I felt about my life. This is a dark place. How do I see light again? But even in that darkness, the Lord was positioning me, giving me faith to believe, giving me faith to stand, giving me faith to arise. For He says, you are the head, you're not the tail, you're above and not beneath. And I began to learn that my circumstances was not the truth. Circumstances are a fact. But circumstances are not the truth. The truth is who we are in Christ. And I thought, you know what? I better stick closer to God on my darkest day. I've got to get close to God and find out why it is preachers are always telling us about how good He is. Everybody I talk to about God says He's good. So I want to know why He's good. Do you want to know why God is good? Do you want to see His goodness in your life? Well, He's positioning you to see and know who He is. He is not against us. He is for us. The Lord is for us. He's not against us. I only have 4 points. Point number one, God positions before He promotes. God positions before He promotes. And sometimes the positions look like a hard place. It looks like a place where you're going nowhere. It looks like a place that there's nowhere up from here. But God knows what He's doing. And in that place where He's positioning us to promote us, He calls us to trust Him. And I want us to look at Genesis 41:39. If there ever was a man in the Bible that was in a dark place, in a dark pit, and seeing nowhere up, it was Joseph, thrown in jail for something he didn't do, given time to serve in prison for a crime he didn't commit. But yet the Lord had positioned him right in that prison cell. And let me tell you, people of God, the prison cells back then were caves in the ground, dark places. And you can't possibly say that that is positioning. You can't say that God is doing something good. I am God's child, and you threw me in prison. Where is God now? That is what everybody will say. Where's your God now? Your husband is gone and left you with three kids. Where's God now? And I'm sure Joseph, in his heart of hearts, is thinking, where is my God? But he was being positioned in a place where he would be prosperous, where he would save his family and the nation from famine. Let me read a little bit about the positioning of God. When it looks dark, when it looks hard, it's because he's positioning us for our breakthrough. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has made all this known to you. He's talking about the dreams that Joseph interpreted. This is Pharaoh getting ready to bless this man who had served time in jail for a crime he didn't commit. He had seen others promoted and still had to wait his turn. Have you ever been in your life where you've got to wait your turn? I see Joyce taking off. Joyce's ministry is worldwide, and I'm still sitting there watching her go. I see Celia. She's Miss Cecilia, making lots of money in the financial realm. She's prosperous. She's got all kinds of things happening, and yet I'm sitting in jail waiting for my time. There is a moment where all of us have gone through that, where people have been promoted over us, people you think there's no way they deserve that. But that's because the Lord is positioning us and building us up from the inside. So it, whatever position you're in, know that your breakthrough is just ahead. Your breakthrough is just around the corner. This is the time where the Lord is going to show up, and show up quickly in our lives. And Pharaoh comes to Joseph after all the trials, after all the tribulations, after all he had to sit back and watch people promoted. The Pharaoh is the king of the land. And he says to Joseph, since God has made all this known to you, there is no one so discerning and wise as you. So when it's time for your breakthrough to come, people are going to notice. They're going to notice that you wear royal robes too. They're going to notice that God notices you. People are going to notice that God's hand is upon your life. Joseph, tattered clothes and a broken heart. And the Pharaoh says, you shall be in charge of my palace, and all my people are to submit to your orders. Only with respect to the throne will I be greater than you. Can you imagine coming out of your dark place, coming out of the darkness, and the Pharaoh, the king of the land, puts his sword on your shoulder and is anointing you to run his kingdom? You're thinking, from where I sat, this is not a possibility of man. This is a possibility of the God, Abraham's God, Isaac's God, Moses' God. I want to encourage you today, that eyes have not yet seen or ears heard what the Lord is about to do for his kids. We're the head and we're not the tail. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand. You're waiting for your breakthrough because you're being positioned. You're being positioned for your promotion. You're being positioned for the job you've been waiting for. You've been positioned for those things in your life that seemed hard, that seemed like it was too much and too long. You're being positioned to see it come to pass. And God is not or no respecter of persons. God is no respecter of persons. So if he did it to Joseph, if Joseph came out of a pit and had to spend time in the jail and then rises up to run the nation, what can God do with your life? People told me all the time, this will never happen, that'll never happen. And so you begin to believe the lie. But I'm telling you this morning, the Holy Spirit has something far greater for you. Stop believing the lie. You are worthy. You are worthy of it. You're worthy of God's time. You're his people. You're the sheep of his pasture. We are not left behind. We are his. We are his. The royal priesthood of God. The holy nation of God. We are his. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Positioning requires obedience. That's number two. I've only got four this morning. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. I just feel the Lord is saying, if we look at Joseph's life, in his experience, that was hard and dark. He was being prepared for the next level. Some of us right in this room are being prepared for the next level. So what you think that your life is, there's some shifts coming. There's some changes coming. The Lord is about to speak your name. Can you imagine in the kingdom of God, he speaks your name at a time when you really needed to hear that? Jesus, my pastor from many years ago, she had this vision, and she said she was praying, and she had was repenting for some sins in her life. And while she was praying, the Lord gave her a vision, and she saw Jesus running to the throne room, running to his Father, and he called her name. She said, he showed me the moment when my repentance was heard in heaven. She saw the moment when Jesus called her name to his Father. And Jesus today is calling our name, and he's positioning us for his best. He says, don't settle for what the enemy wants to do. Don't settle for what the enemy's doing in the lives of your children. Don't settle for less. Don't settle to live in broken places with broken people when the Lord has so much more. The Lord is bringing this word to you today to stop settling for what the enemy is giving you. Stop settling for the things of the past and believe that is all there is. That is a lie from the pit of hell. The Lord is positioning us. And he's saying, I want you to be obedient to me. I have a word for my brother, Christ. Christ, stand. The Lord is calling your name. I see Jesus just running, and he's calling your name, and he's saying, Christ, don't settle. Don't settle. I have so much for you. I have so much for you. There are mantles upon your life that you have not even experienced. for you will be walking with people with many languages. And the Lord says, you're going to be my prince that's going to walk even in governmental systems, in the realm of business. Don't settle. I have so much more. I have so much more for you, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Positioning requires obedience. Positioning requires obedience. When the Lord says, do this, and we say, God, I'll do it next week, that's called disobedience. When the Lord says, turn down the plate and fast today, and we say, no, I'm hungry, that's called disobedience. We have many excuses when the Lord is calling us to be obedient. But the Lord says, now is the time to shake those things off and step into the position that I am placing you in. It requires obedience. It requires your yes. It requires, yes, Lord, I will do it. Obedience is not an easy thing, but it is required in the kingdom of God. It is required to see our breakthrough come. It is required as God is positioning us. He's teaching us how we are to obey just as he obeyed his father. He obeyed his father even unto death. And he reaped blessings even unto life. Sometimes when the Lord says to do something, it may be hard. It may mean I have to wake up earlier. It may mean I have to maybe not watch the sports today. Maybe I can't be with my friends. When he's calling us into that place of obedience, it was never easy for me when God called me to pray. He was always calling me to pray. But I always had something. I wanted to go to the movies. Why is that funny? You do it too. I wanted so many other things. But from I was a child. When I was a child, my grandmother would take me to visit one of her friends. And I was probably about 6 years old, one beautiful sunny day. And my grandmother held my hand and we walked for miles, this is in Jamaica, to go to visit a friend of hers. And when we reached this woman's property, there was a beautiful garden on our property with a big stone in the middle. And she was leaning over the stone and she was praying in tongues. I didn't know what tongues were then. But she was praying in a language I didn't understand. And something, it just set something in me. And I heard the Lord say, that's you. But I didn't understand that. Later on, there would be moments when the Lord would call me into prayer. But I always had something else to do. And the moment when the Lord said, I want you to be obedient to me and step into this place of prayer, was the moment when my son was 2 years old and he disappeared from my property. Let me tell you, people of God, if you never prayed, you prayed then. That was when I learned that prayer matters, that prayer makes a difference. All of my excuses, all of my disobedience went out the window because I was about to suffer great loss. And I learned to pray that day. And I never looked back. It's a long story. It's a good story. But that was what the Lord used to shake me up, to wake me up, to begin to understand that either I pray or I will become a prey of the enemy. What position was that? All right, let's move on to number three. Position number three. By the way, back in position number two, as Holy Spirit speaks to us, we need to cultivate a sensitivity. One of the reasons why we're disobedient is because we're not sensitive to when the Lord speaks. The Lord's speaking all the time, but we're not sensitive enough to hear. He doesn't just talk. Things move in our lives. People come and go in our lives and tells us things, but we don't have the sensitivity to hear. Well, the Lord is working on us. That's why he's positioning us so that we will understand and hear his voice. When the Lord says move, we move. That's obedience. When the Lord says wait, this is not for you, we wait. We don't run in and say, God, I'm going to make it happen. You just bless it. You walk behind me, God. I see your faces. You know you've done it. When the Lord says pray, we pray. Obedience positions us for a blessing. Now I'll move to number three. God positions us through the power of Holy Spirit. Through the power of Holy Spirit. That's what was happening here this morning when JJ was leading worship and you wanted to sing the song and you were drawn into the songs and you felt that you were drawing, somebody was drawing you. That's Holy Spirit. When you're in prayer and you think, I'm going to pray 5 minutes, and 25 minutes later you're still praying, that's Holy Spirit drawing you. His assignment is great. His assignment is always to lead us to the Lord. His assignment awakens something in us. He lights the fire in us. The fire that's just an ember becomes lit. And that's what happened to Peter on the day of Pentecost when he said, it's like fire shut up in my bones. That's the work of Holy Spirit. When you see someone running around this sanctuary and you're thinking, that woman's crazy. No, that's the work of Holy Spirit. She's getting a breakthrough that she's probably needed for years. The work of Holy Spirit is always unusual. It's sometimes things we cannot explain. But the work of Holy Spirit is so important. He draws us to the Lord. He draws us in. He speaks life to us. He gives us a second chance. He renews our hope. He renews our faith. He gives us a second chance. He moves us closer to the Lord. The work of Holy Spirit is so important in our lives. We cannot dispute it, and we cannot push it away. In Thessalonians, it says, we do not quench Holy Spirit. We do not quench that fire. That fire needs to burn. That fire needs to burn in our prayer time. It needs to burn so that we are obedient to the Lord. There's a fire that comes on us that shifts and changes our heart, so that we're more open to hearing what the Lord is saying. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Come into this place. Sometimes I'm sitting on my couch and I feel something upon me and I start to sing. I start to sing songs that I haven't sung in years, songs that my grandmother used to sing, and you begin to understand the work of Holy Spirit. It doesn't matter where you are, he's going to draw you unto himself so that we can hear the voice of the Lord clearly, so that we can be obedient to what he says. Open up my spirit. And let me have a drink. I want a drink of what Holy Spirit is pouring out. We don't want to quench the fire. We want to allow the fire. Lift up your hands like funnels in this place and let Holy Spirit move upon you. Let Holy Spirit pour out upon you that which you have not yet even seen or heard. Let Holy Spirit move in your heart today. Let Him quench that fire and that thirst that you've had for so long. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, move on us today. Move on our lives today. Holy Spirit, allow us, Father, to hear your voice. I'm pulling up, Father. I'm pulling up close to you, and I want to drink. I want to drink of what you are pouring out right now. I want to give you more than a song when I sing. I want my song to have my heart that is being released up to you. I want to give you more than a song. That's what Holy Spirit gives. That's what Holy Spirit draws. He draws out of us ourself. He draws out of us those moments that we are still remembering from the past. He draws that out and says, let the past go and come into my presence. Let the past go, come into my presence. Hear my voice, feel my touch. Holy Spirit, come, come, abide with us today. In Acts 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You will receive power when Holy Spirit comes on you. He doesn't just come to brood over us. He doesn't just come to wave his hand over us. We receive what? We receive what? So we are powerful. We are not powerless. We are faithful. We're not faithless. We are hopeful, not hopeless. When Holy Spirit comes, he comes with power. Power, power, move on us, Holy Spirit. Move on us, we pray. Move on us, draw us closer to you. Draw us closer to you, oh God. For when you come with power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you will be witnesses in Jerusalem and in Canada and in the United States and all of Judea and Samaria, all of the nations. We're witnesses of the power of Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come. Move on us, we pray. Oh, move in power. Move in power on us, we pray. Open up our hearts to receive. Open up our hearts to receive. Hallelujah. He comes with power. Hallelujah. He comes with wisdom for our decisions that we need to make. Hallelujah. He comes with power for ministry, to evangelize, to teach, to share a prophetic word with someone. He comes with power to discern for our direction. He gives us discernment so we know who's to be in our life and who has to go. He gives us discernment so we know the times and seasons we're in. He shows us the power of the Lord, our Jesus Christ and Savior. When Holy Spirit comes, he gives us courage for our challenges. Courage! Courage, Pastor Alex. Courage, Vicky. Courage, Cecilia. Courage, Sharon. Courage! He comes. All of a sudden, we're bold. We're filled with power. We have courage. Courage. Oh, how we need that today. Oh, how we need that today. We need courage, for we have heard that Bill C-9 has passed. Well, people of God, this is time for the awakening. This is time for God's people to wake up, wake up, wake up. He's given us courage in the face of our adversary. He gives us favor for our assignments. Favor. So that our assignments aren't too hard. They're not too difficult. He gives us favor. So we have strategies. So we have plans. Holy Spirit comes and moves in power when he is positioning us for our breakthrough. Hallelujah. What number is that? Glory to God. We cannot walk fully in God's purpose without dependence on Holy Spirit. Ha! Ha! We cannot walk fully in God's purpose without dependence upon Holy Spirit. I can't depend on my own strength. I can't depend on my education level. I can't depend on the money in the bank. I can't depend on how big my house is. My dependence is on Holy Spirit. For when he comes in power. Hallelujah. And number four, God positions his people through trials. Nobody likes to hear that. It's the one that I save till the end. Because nobody likes the trial. Nobody likes the tribulation. Nobody likes the persecution. Oh, it's not a good word to say in church. Persecution. Did you know, people of God, that when the church is persecuted, it grows? That when the church is persecuted, it multiplies. Ha, 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 ha. It's all right to go through the trials. We're being tested and tried. For you see, metal has to be tested and tried. Gold has to be tested, and it's in hot flames. Silver has to be tested. For you see, you can believe what I say to you today, but sometime this week, you may be tested. The Lord's word is always tested. It's proven. It's tried. That's why we're here generation after generation after our Lord has gone home. We're still here serving him. We're still here with courage and boldness because his word has been tested and tried. And we come out saying, the Lord is good. And we know, this is Romans 8:28. It's one of those scriptures we all should have memorized sometime when we were children. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Did you know that in all things, it works together for our good? Whatever the trial is, it's going to work out for our good. Because at the beginning of the sermon, I told you, you're the head and not the tail. And through all of the trials, the change is not that we're the head and not the tail. And that's what we learn when we go through trials, is that nothing changes my position in Christ. Nothing changes what the Lord says about me, what the Lord prophesies over my life, what the Lord has given to me, what the Lord has birthed in me. Nothing changes it. Hallelujah. Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. We're being conformed to the image of Christ daily. Daily. Daily we're being conformed. That's why we're being tried and tested. That's why we're being persecuted by the enemy, so that we will know that nothing changes. We are in Christ. We are his. He is ours. And nothing can move that position on this radar in Jesus' name. Not every difficult season is an attack from the enemy. Some of our difficult season is because we're being tried, we're being positioned, we're being tested, we're being moved even into a greater realm of glory with God. Sometimes God is using adversity as a tool of positioning. He used adversity with David, adversity with Joseph, with Moses, how many other? Paul, Silas. All the people of God, adversity is our university when we are in Christ. All right? We're not living on the mountaintop. Adversity is the university that Holy Spirit enrolls us into. David was positioned in the wilderness before coming king. Moses was positioned in Midian before leading Israel. Esther was positioned in the palace before saving a nation. So your struggle may actually be your preparation. My struggle. Your struggle is your preparation. Your struggle is your preparation. Your trial is going to prove you that your God is real. Your God is powerful. Hallelujah. I've got 5 minutes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God's definition of success is different than the world's definition. God's definition of success is different than what the world has to offer. We walk in God's will. We're fulfilling God's purpose. We're advancing God's kingdom. We're being led by the Spirit. We're bearing fruit for eternity. And when God positions us correctly, success becomes the byproduct of our obedience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't have to force open doors that God has ordained. I love that. I don't have to force open any door. If God's ordained it, I will walk through. The Lord knows where our position is. He knows how he's going to provide for us, even if we don't. The Lord knows where our favor is. Even if we don't, he knows how to impart favor in our life. The Lord knows where our opportunity is, even if we can't see it. Even if we don't think it's there, he knows where it is. Our responsibility is to remain faithful where he has placed us. Remain faithful where God has placed you, people of God. Stand up and let me pray for you this morning. Just wanted to encourage you quickly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're positioning your people in this season for ministry, for promotion, for influence, for revival, for revival, for revival. We thank you, Lord. You're positioning us. Hallelujah. You positioned Joseph in Egypt, Esther in the palace, David in the wilderness, and the disciples in the upper room. You positioned your people even in the upper room this morning. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that your people are strong. They're courageous men and women. They're mighty through God. They are mighty through God. We thank you that you're blessing your people this morning, that you're empowering them, that you're giving them, Father, grace, grace, grace to go through the trials, grace to go through tribulations, grace. We have great grace upon us this morning. And we thank you, Father, that we will not fail. And even if we fall 1,000 times, we will rise up again. That is power of Holy Spirit. So we thank you, Father, for what you're doing in this house and in this place this morning. We bless your name. We bless your name, for you alone are good and you alone are God. Amen.